Let me first introduce Larry Pink. He has been for 35 years at his company Saber Enterprises and founded interactive research on space technology. He used to be a senior military police officer and was in the CIA for 2 years during the Vietnam War. He had his first experience at the age of 4, and for 13 years these events continued. At age 17, these events ended suddenly and violently. Since investigating this phenomenon, he has a few answers now that I think will be useful for the UFO community at large. Some very important procedures and techniques that may help all advocates, contactees, and skeptics to find an answer. Derek Sims is one of the world's best researchers on implants. He is the one being able to show hard evidence from alien encounter. The title of his speech, Medical Philosophical Implications of Alleged Human Alien Contact, Implants and Evidence, and in Norwegian, Implantater og bevis, medisinske og dypere filosofiske sammenhenger i antatt kontakt mellom menneske og det romte folket. I'm proud to introduce you, Derek.
Did everybody hear me? Is that good? Okay. I said, why do you think I chose you? They said, well, you're crazy, because I'll just I'll debunk this. As your scientist, you'll do the right thing. If it's false, you'll say false. If it's true, you'll say true. He said, that's true, but I know it's false. And I said, you're not a psychic, you're a scientist. Get the work done. He was so impressed with what he saw. He came to the 50th anniversary of the Roswell reunion, stood there on national TV, NBC, ABC, CBS, with me, and gave a science lecture on extraterrestrial isotopes in that object. And then it was manufactured, and he lost his job. The habits of getting too far on this side. So he lost his job at the University of California. So that happened. So I keep a lot of my scientists and my doctors private. I don't tell people who they are because I don't want the reputations hurt. That's just the way I do. Trustees, contactees, I don't give people their information unless they want it out. It's just a privacy thing, and that's just the way it has to be. I have many things to show you this morning. Before we get started, I'm going to show you, we'll do several demonstrations while I'm up here. For those of you who want to come out to my table later and look at some of the videos and various things and evidence I have and so on that I brought with me, we'll also show you some of these things and I'll go over these with you if you like at the table. This is a radiation detector. That's normal background radiation. You're hearing just a little click. That's a radioactive product, and it's actually quite dangerous. If we hear this on you, and you just took a ride, we need to talk. We'll check you with the other kinds of instruments, too, to see if there's something electronic inside you. And some people think all the implants I've found are not alien. They are intelligence related. I assure you, they are not. I do have some intelligence-related implants. They are vastly different. Then we'll use some other equipment out there and have a lot of fun. That was for you. Okay. And one other demonstration I'd like to do, this is a very powerful magnet. Extreme dielectric magnet, very powerful. This is a normal piece of metal. You drop it through the magnet through this tube, it will come out very quickly, as you can see. Normal gravity. However, when you put a aluminum tube that circumference and you drop a very heavy, powerful magnet through it, it takes forever for it to get out because it creates its own field inside, even though it's not magnetic. You can use non-magnetic and magnetic things and get different effects. This is just an illustration, but perhaps maybe UFOs are using even current technology, so to speak, current physics. They're not violating physics laws. They're just doing it in a different way we're not aware of. Does that make sense to you? This should not happen. But it does create a field inside it that is not magnetic. But it creates a third field, a different one. Okay? So that's just a demonstration for that. Okay, then those of you who want to come out to the table and play with that, you're welcome to. Okay. Put in with the slide program. See if I can run this thing. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a medical doctor. I have doctors and all kinds of people working for me, cardiovascular surgeons, and you name it. Am I getting somewhere here? Okay, here we go. Can we move that back to the original one? I don't know if I'm not getting that correct. Okay. So I have a number of doctors and scientists that work for me. I am by trade, if not a kinesthesiologist. Yeah, if you would just said it from the beginning, I missed it up for you. I'm not a kinesthesiologist, is simply a person that takes someone into surgery. If you go into surgery, you have perhaps a fear of anaphylactic shock to an anesthetic or a general anesthetic, you would call me. I'll put you in a deep trance and you won't even feel a thing. But I say, right, whenever you wake up, so to speak, you'll probably heal about 3 to 5 times faster, which is a nice little thing, too. Okay. Let me make sure that's right. Okay, this is what I do. Hypnotic anesthesia. This patient is going through an alleged, I have to use the word alleged, so I'll quit using that in a moment, surgery for a biological implant. I assure you it is not human. This patient is going through full anesthesia, hypnotic anesthesia. The surgeon is actually freaking out. He's like, I can't believe she's doing this. And he's cutting on her, and he cannot believe that this lady is not doing anything. So this was very, very effective. She was her brother. This at Ducky family, her brother spontaneously combusted in Los Angeles. This is a matter of record in the city of Los Angeles. Very unusual case. Very unusual. The lady also had physical implants in the foot, just like the first surgery that we made public. This is some of the materials that I usually bring with me. Most of the stuff is in labs right now. Everybody's always complaining, why don't you put it in the labs? Well, it's in three different labs in three countries right now. Because I don't trust one lab in one particular country. That's just the way it is. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly. Another thing I do, I'm a master level NLP and a master hypnotherapist. That means I train and certify people in hypnotherapy. This lady had a snake phobia. The psychologist said it would take 2 years to get rid of this phobia. We did it in 11 minutes. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? If you understand how the human brain works, you can do all kinds of things because you're very fast and you're very intelligent. You just need somebody to help you along that way. These are the first implants we removed out of the feet of the lady. These three, and this one from the man's hand, they all were found to be rare meteorites for the wind-mounted stopper structure meteorite. I don't think that's intelligence related. You got to go out in space and find one first. They're quite rare. And then you got to get them and install them in somebody 40 years previously, covered with a biological membrane that they're still confused over, and do that 40 years ago, and not tell the abductee it's in there. So that's pretty descriptive. I've written a lot of materials out there on implants and other evidence, and you're welcome to review some of that. A lot of people have been asking for my book. I have written a portion of my book, and I have it out there, and I guarantee you it is fascinating. It's very well done. I presented to the American Medical Association to 250 surgeons on the subject of implants. This was a first time thing that's ever happened in the history of AMA. These are some of the objects we have in Toronto, in the lab in Toronto. This is the first surgeon that helped me, Dr. Liston. He owns two pediatric hospitals. These are two abductees that came along and testified for these 250 surgeons. And some of this I'm going to go a little faster, and then we're going to slow down before we get to the implants so that you can get some good looks at things. This is the Haikui Museum. This is a museum in Japan. The building cost $52 million. You can see it even looks like a UFO. That's a Redstone rocket. It's the actual Redstone rocket they bought from NASA. My work is on interactive video in that museum. This is a medal that they gave us when for those of us that presented in there. Also a medal and awards in Slovakia where I presented last year for the last 2 years. My wife made this. And she calls me Indiana Daryl because we have exotic wild animals, mountain lions, tiger, and so on. So she made this. She said, put this in your presentation. She says, because you're traveling all over the world. She says, that's what she calls me. She had a little joke there on me. This is my wife. This one, I don't know which. This one. Yeah, that's the one. This tiger. And this lady will literally follow me anywhere. In fact, this is a tiger that we're both walking over, and she, when I say she'll follow me anywhere, she really will. So I'm very proud of her. She's a sweetheart. Where do these beings come from? is a deep space. It is in the Pleiades. Is it here, in the mysterious eye, in space? Where are they coming from? Some people think they come from the Jovian system, Jupiter. That's what they think. I don't know. Some people think they come from Saturn. NASA just sent a program to the Cassini Project. I was one of the few people that was at an invitation-only meeting for the JPL on the Cassini Project. It was incredible. My question is, why are you sending it up to Saturn? Don't we have anything closer to light? Because there's something there they found. Did the little tell you that? Interesting stuff. This is Mimas. Does anybody know what that is? It's a small little planet like the little moon on Saturn. It's the exact same size as the Death Star in Star Wars. Isn't that funny? It even has a little crater thing. You say, well, Star Wars copied this. No, Star Wars was made before they discovered this. Is that interesting or what? Is that bizarre? Weird stuff. Some people think UFOs come from Mars. Maybe they do. I don't know. This is Phobos. Discovered, the two moons of Mars were discovered in 1877 by ASAP Hall. This is Phobos. This is a Russian probe is taking this picture. It has got a picture of Phobos here and that object, which is about 17 miles long. Looks like a big pencil. Then the probe turns, faces the Russian probe, and apparently a bright flash occurred, and some people say it shot the probe, and sent the Russian probe as a spinner through space. And ever since then, we've been losing planets, even ours, in the United States. In Mars, nobody seems to know where they're all at. But that's a rather curious thing. George Adamski, back in the 50s, said, they come from Venus. Only problem with Venus is it has a rotational day of about 240 days, 42 days for one day on Earth. And it's real hot there, you know, and they have an acid rain problem that you're not going to believe. But I don't think they come from Venus. Some people say it's the moon. That may be true. Farouk Elbaz is a NASA geologist. Guess what he says about what they found on the moon? This is a NASA geologist. He said there have been quite a few unexplained objects, most interesting, the tremendous shadows by enormous spires on the moon, many times taller than the tallest buildings on the Earth. They didn't show that on the NASA symbol today. This is a NASA geologist for the Apollo project. You think they may not have told us everything? Some people say they're coming from the sun. I don't know. But they're seeing strange objects out here around the sun. They filmed them. And I don't know what it is. There are all kinds of theories. Some people, and I'm kind of one of them, think they come from a little closer. Real close. Maybe even from here. It's just a theory, that's all. Nothing I want to get beat up over. You can come from anywhere you want. Doesn't matter. Some people have built airports for UFOs to land. They build these concrete airports. Folks, this is the United States from space at night. I think they can find us. The lights are on. They know where you're at. Every abductee contacting in here knows they know where you're at. You don't need to go sign up. Don't land here. They already know, okay? Many UFOs, this is a long time ago in the American arsenal. Many UFOs are simply misidentified. Those are American aircraft. Long time ago. So even a long time ago, misidentified this. Many of these UFOs are seen today. Our technology, human technology. It's not hard to figure out the difference if they're real close. When they're further in the sky, it's hard to see. But when they get real close, you're paralyzed and it's coming closer to you, you tend to think it might not be an airplane. I thought you might like this.
The best Mark Overlander here.
Blanky blank UFOs. Do you know that we're doing this? The United States? Does anybody know what Star Wars is?
Yes.
I talked to some Russian scientists. You know what they said? Well, it's designed, part of the program is designed to shoot down ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. The other part of the program is to shoot UFOs. They're right. And she wondered why. I'm just here to ask questions. I don't have all the answers. This is a picture in 1561, a drawing. And here you see UFOs all in the sky. Through this with us. Two of the UFOs are on fire here, burning. Because they're fighting. These guys don't all get along with each other. They have differences too. Some witnesses of UFOs have actually seen UFOs shooting at each other. Come today, this time. Why they do that, we don't know. But what I'm saying is that some of these guys don't even get along with each other. This is also in historical documents back in the Vimanas, the Mahabharata, and other writings. You can see the same thing. They actually nuked the whole city if that story is true. If the story is true. I don't know. I wasn't there. Okay. The Bible says that in those days there were giants. Wow. Think that's a metaphor? I don't think so. Even in Israel today, you're starting to see strange things, giant cries again. Even in the scriptures, Jesus himself said, in the last days, men's hearts shall fail them for fear. What does that mean? That's a heart attack. Seeing the things coming upon the earth. I think he's going to be real close. All kinds of interesting things happen. Some of them a little scary. Some of them amazing. Some of them we just don't understand. In the past, some of the alien beings were referred to as gods. And you see them affecting mankind in different ways. Kings and decisions, all kinds of things. And you see this often in movies. In Kings, is everybody familiar with King Tut? When they got into his tomb and they got all these neat mummies? Well, these are two mummies that they didn't get to Cairo. They were stolen. This is a human mummy, and this one is not, as you can see. Can you believe they found this in King Tut's tomb? They didn't put that in the book, did they? Look at the bulbous head, the pointed chin, and the large black eyes of this mummy. That is interesting. Fascinating stuff. This was found. He's 16 inches tall. And they found it in a cave inside a solid mountain. The gold miners blew apart a mountain and found this little guy, a little mummy, 16 inches tall, sitting there for who knows how long inside a little alcove, mummified. They have no idea what to think of. They still don't know. Dr. Shapiro in New York has the x-rays of this thing. The mummy, of course, was later stolen. As most evidence is. I have over 1,000 cases of abductees. Some of them, in a few cases, and one of them is a very famous case, angelic beings, or reportedly angelic, interacted with the small gray alien. The result was not positive in those cases. The little gray guys took off at 80 miles an hour, scared the other direction. When the angelic was there. And I don't mean anointing. There's a difference. Anointings are not angels. Okay? This is a mask that was. Has anybody ever heard of the Varginha incident? Brazil, January 20th, 1996. UFO was shot down. NORAD reported it to the government of Varginha, Brazil. And the little beings had three bumps on its head. This is a mask in northern Africa. When the three bucklers have, they put this mask on when the beams come down from the sky. Isn't that interesting? The little Martina and aliens, when they showed them, when they didn't have the drawings, had the same three bumps on their head. 5,000 years later, they got the coincidence. That interesting stuff. Wow. Historical proof. This is a picture of Nancy's lady head here with two black eyes. Scott sent this to me and said, you can use it in your presentation. This is a front porch of the picture is much clearer. And he says, this is Nancy. I said, I don't think so. First of all, his eyes are pretty far apart and one of them lower than the other one. I said, it's either an anomaly on your film or it's fake. One of the two. I do have a good picture of what I think maybe they didn't know. A good one. And we'll come out the table and see that later. I'll show it here. This is an illustration. And that's what you're going to see. Here's the same head. Let's back to the. There's the head. Notice this little protuberance on the head here, the large black eye. But notice he looks a little different than what you're used to seeing in the picture in the movies. Okay? Here's the picture. There's the head. There's the protuberance on the head. There's the large black eye. The little mouth. There's the whole bulbous head. Here's the body. And here's his arm and his hand and the fingers. You see that? The arm. Radius, the ulna. There's his own bicep. There's the head. I have a picture if you want to see it, it's much clearer. You're welcome to look at it. There's his hand again. Okay, there's the real alien. I finally caught him. That's what he looks like. Hard suit. That's as close to alien as I probably want to see. Okay, some people think they're coming here to do us harm. We're going to be colonized. There are people who do that. There is some good evidence that there has been some horrific harm done to people. There is some other evidence that show people have actually been healed. So you have to me, as an investigator, I have to report everything. I have my police hat's on now. You understand that? I have to report everything. I can't report only one thing. You have to report whatever it is you find. Some people think it's crap. This is a mouse trap. This is the ability. Some people think they've been hoodwinked. There are all kinds of opinions out there. All kinds of opinions. This is a case I had in Dallas, Texas. The two children were abducted with the mother. The two children were in a little swift waiting pool this tall. And I keep telling people these little gray-headed guys keep making mistakes. They can't even put your clothes on right. Because a lot of times you wake up your clothes on backwards or all upside down, that's the thing. These two children were dropped off in the neighbor's swimming pool. And they both drowned after the abduction. The lady was almost charged with their murder because she had no idea what happened to her kids. They almost put her in prison because she could not explain where she was. And later, the mother was abducted too at the same time. They almost put her in prison because she had no answer. Whenever I worked with her, we found out exactly what happened. It's very clear. The alien, and I'm not picking on it, on the alien presence. The alien is clumsy. They make mistakes. They drop evidence, and they leave traces if you know how to find them, okay? To me, as a little cocoon, a little baby out of it, to me, this is what ufology is. We're just cocooned. We still haven't got out yet. We don't know all the answers. Some of us think we do, but we don't. We don't have all the answers. That's why we have to drag science into this. That's why we have to drag the medical field. We have to drag all of it. We have to drag spirituality into it. Because that's going to be the answer, you see. All of that. Not some of it, all of it. Okay? This is what it may look like when it's finished. Then we'll have some answers. That'll make sense. Okay? This is the real reason they're here. No, just kidding. Just kidding. These are two
That's what Paul is just trying to figure it out. This is kind of like where we're at. We just still don't have any idea. Everybody thinks they got the truth. That don't trust anybody's answer, including mine. I don't have all the answers. I'm sorry. If I told you that, I'd be a liar. That's just not true. That's not true. I have some answers to pieces of a puzzle that go something so big, I don't know yet what it all is. You see? I just don't have all that. Okay, let's talk about what we do to save greater Christ. You walk in and up here and contact me. I've had this experience, I don't know what happened. You can get a comprehensive questionnaire. Then you're going to get all kinds of tests, psychological, IQ testing, medical testing. You're going to have to get some x-rays for me, all kinds of neat stuff. We're going to do handwriting analysis on you. Why would I want to do that? Because if you have a propensity to lie, to exaggerate, do you know that shows up in your handwriting? Do you think I might be interested in that before we have our discussion? Well, yes. I'm going to read your handwriting before I have any talk with you. I want to see what you're all about. When the big newspaper, there is that big picture in the newspaper this morning. It was a very nice spread. I did the handwriting analysis on the one who interviewed me before I would give her the interview. We got a good interview too, didn't we? Very nice, okay? We have ongoing faculty support. You get medical help, qualification, this is our abduction course too. You're going to draw some pictures for me. These are abductees. Draw these neat pictures. I tell you what I want you to draw, and in that we'll find out more information about you than you know about yourself. This is, I want to see your artwork. Some abductees draw this. This abductee says, I'm not an abductee. I said, okay, I don't care. But he draws this being knocking on his door. He opens the door and there's the being. There's the UFO. He's dead. But I'm not an abductee. That's okay. These are some of the beings that are reported in some of the drawings by some of the people. Some people have pleasant experiences. Some don't have pleasant experiences. That's not my business. My business is with the research. It's up to you to decide. In 1952, I was picked up by a being. He had large round eyes. 1952. I was age 4. I remember my events consciously. This is, I sculpted him. This is a sculpture of him. His eyes were round. Notice that many of the beings now have the large oval type eyes. Back then they had round eyes. I think this was a Ford model. And then they later went to a Lexus, you know? Which would indicate to me that some of them may be biologically constructed. Clone dude. The year I was first abducted. This was taken by a police officer. I'm still working on it to see how valid they are, but the film is quite old. When you have your photograph, this lady's an abductee, and that little dot right up there, I assure you that is not a star. The lady still, she's doing a picture film, and she felt like she had been watched, but didn't know why. And then when she developed the film, she found the UFOs here. Later, she's out doing the same thing, and she finds them again. So you might want to look at your old pictures when you're outside, and you feel like you've been watched. You may see a UFO in your picture. Look at them carefully with a magnifying glass. Okay, the marshal did bend back. Occurred in, he's a college student. 4 years later, we find the identical marks on another guy. They're not similar, they are identical. What made one mark is the same as the other. This mark here showed up on this guy's back during the second child. They showed up on the inside of his wife's thighs during the first child. They showed up on his doctor, she's an abductee too, in her first child, in her thighs. They showed up dermatologist. The dermatologist who gave me the report, this same mark showed up on him later, after his examination. This is a very strange case. Many abductees have phobias. I want to know about your phobias. Many abductees have terrible phobias of needles. Many of them have skills that they weren't even taught. They can learn things just like that. So it may be medical, it may be technical, it may be physical. But their skills are just amazing. And in some particular area, they may not even found out what it is. They can, many of them can learn things quickly. Okay? Very interesting. One police officer in his home had these little tiny cans in the glass in his window after his abduction. This is just a replica of the glass. It's on the video I've got. It's very amazing. Scientists have told me we may be able to take a special machine, and interface that special machine with an interferometer. What that means is we can pull out a three-dimensional image of what went through the glass. They say this may be the best piece of evidence ever. To do that is a mere $12,500. So I am looking for donations this morning. Just kidding. One of the things I want to know is about your missing time. Many abductees say, well, my experience was wonderful and warm and fuzzy and everything, and it may have been. One of my abductees drew this, and she said, this is what they wanted me to think they were like, warm and fuzzy. She said, here's what really happened in my experience. She said, that was the guy that was there. It was something much different than what I saw. Sometimes this happens. Okay? I'm looking at your background, your genetic background. 45% of the people I review are Native American Indian Celtic. That's weird. In this case, these are duckies. I'm serious. The dog was abducted with the people, and the dog came back with the people and had a bunch of dogs. These are all the babies of the dog. They're all different. That's all the same litter of puppies. They're all different. Interesting case. So we're interested in genetics. This is in Marseille, France, the case I have there. The tree, this flower, grows only 6 foot tall, has only one flower. This one after the UFO landed is 18 feet tall with many flowers. So we're interested in possible genetics. Things that happen in the field, we're interested in that. We also have those in Houston, believe it or not. One of the things that we're interested in, Kate will come up here and will demonstrate that, is fluorescence. This is the material that I find on you as you fill out this part of your form. And this is the material, Kate, can you come up please, that we find on abductees. We have a volunteer today. And then we'll get into the implants. How do you know you really had an alien abduction? How do you know that? Well, one of the things you can notice, and you might want to turn the lights down, so we did it real good. Kate does not work at the nuclear plant, so she's not going to glow in the dark because of that. When the alien touches you, when you tell me this story, if you tell me that I had an experience, it was just last night, a few hours ago, and they touched me right there, and they pulled me, and they did this, and the first thing I'm going to look for is fluorescence on you. Because if you've had instant contact, it will show up. The beings exude some type of oil-like material that penetrates your skin on contact. You can't wash it off, you can't get it off, you can't use cleanser, it won't come off. It will finally be absorbed by the body in a day, sometimes up to 14 days later, up to 2 weeks. So if it's brilliant green fluorescence, and it'll show up wherever they touch you. If they don't come here or on the leg, that's where you need to look. Okay? Also, many times people will, and they'll find these little needle holes inside your arm. If you can get to it early enough, you can see that some of the material that was injected in you with a needle will back out of the wound and will actually fluoresce. Okay? can actually detect that. But you have to get to the person very early to do it. Many times you'll find a needle hole right over the vein in just below the bicep. This is where you'll often find the needle hole with the person. Okay? How do you know they're not just using drugs? Well, using the drugs wouldn't be that color. So some of you may know that. If a person has told me, they made me hold this little alien baby, it was weird, it was smart, whatever, it was ugly, and I didn't want to do it, and all that, they'll often have a fluorescence discolor on the exact hand. I'll have them show me how they held the baby. And they'll have that color fluorescence on their hand and right there on their neck, wherever that contact was made. You can't wash it off. You can't get it off. They don't know this. I don't tell them. When they find it out, if they're usually like a rape victim, they'll run to the bathroom and start scrubbing as fast as they can and try to get it off. They get real scared. You can't get it off. You forget it. Okay. On one lady, I found a crescent moon on the inside of her neck. There again, you can't wash it off. You can't get it off. It just has to be absorbed by the body. Okay? On one doctor, you ready for this? On a medical doctor, I found this after her experience. She had some colorful metaphors to describe it. There you go. Very strange. Some of these are accidental by touch. Some of them are on purpose, as you can see. They're actually imprinted. So you see there's two different kinds of experience there. Could you take a big hand? Thank you. Next, you get an abductee. It's real difficult to get abductees to do stuff like this because they get real freaked out. And that's understandable. I've been there and done that. Okay, let's move on to the presentation and get you some implants. Let's see what they look like. You tell me, by the way, what is up there? Somebody said, I never found any fluorescence. I said, did you use a black light? He said, no, that's the fluorescence all over this lady's foot. You can't see it without a black light. You want to hear another one? Then I started using infrared radiation and started finding things with infrared. Things that won't show up under black light or visible light will show up under infrared. Wow. You know that the DSP satellite system uses infrared, ultraviolet, and visible light to see things that can see your watch outside. To read your watch from up there. Do you know that's how they spot you at home? With infrared and ultraviolet. I thought that was interesting. They call them fast walkers in their law. I've seen them all. You've got to use black light, okay? The beings themselves, if you can black light a being, and this was done accidentally, they're actually a brilliant green in places all over them. Apparently where they sweat, where it seems to surface, the stuff surfaces, that sort of thing. Fluorescence can be used for all kinds of things. This is a carcinoma. It's a very dangerous cancer. You can use fluorescence to track these cells. You can go back later and see if it's grown. And the new cells won't have a fluorescence on them. There are all kinds of things you can use fluorescence for. This is some of the biological fluorescence you see in cells. You can even color them different colors. So you can track all kinds of things. Maybe the aliens do the same thing. I don't know. All kinds of things you can do with fluorescence. This is a fisheye. Since we're here, let me talk to you for just a second about the implant. I brought one with me. This one is a human implant. It's made by humans. It's injectable. This is what you inject your animal with, like your dog. Inside this, as I press this, you'll see a little implant come out and insert it back here in the back there in the under the skin. Then you can run a machine over it and check if that's your dog or if somebody stole it. That's where you find it. No, our government wanted to do these to kids now. Why do you suppose that is? So they can find your kids and get lost. really. And the problem is, whenever you get this into as a child, they're going to make it a federal crime for you to take it out when you get bigger. Then they find you when you're older, too. I don't like that kind of mentality. Let's just leave it with the animal, shall we? People start telling you they're going to have to do stuff like this, and you tell them no. That's totalitarian. Okay. This is a bull's sperm. Why do I want to put that on there? Because there's a lot of cattle mutilations and things going on out there. Do you think that we found fluorescence on cattle that were mutilated? We found fluorescence on macaw keys. Anybody getting a picture here? Interesting. The U.S. government knew about it too. Why did the U.S. government were there with black helicopters? Because they saw the fluorescence with ultraviolet radiation from space. They could pinpoint the cow and be there with black helicopters. How did they get there when the UFOs got there? Because they saw it too. UFOs may have marked these cattle with fluorescence prior. Okay? This is fluorescein from the eye. This was given to me by my optometrist. I said, ma'am, I said, can you use fluorescence on some human being in the time it takes for a normal abduction of 1 to 3 hours? And she said, absolutely. Absolutely. She said, this is totally possible. She said, we can do it, they can do it. This is the VNC satellite, 18 satellites. You know this thing, you see mad cow disease from space? Do you know that? Because mad cow disease is the disease is at least 5 degrees hotter than other cows. So they can spot with infrared mad cow disease. You know they knew that before the scare ever came out? You know, we have a mad cow-like disease in the United States. It's in the deer population. How do you find it? That thing right there. This is one of our abductees drawing 2 inches with a scalp, the tape on it. So let's just okay, and this is fluorescence, and also these big, huge triangular bruises show up under infrared radiation. You can't see it without infrared. Okay. All right, this was a case in Brazil. This is my daughter-in-law. They tattooed her after her abduction. That is not a normal tattoo. She was so upset, she went to the federal police of Brazil. The federal police of Brazil took this. She turned the case in to the feds. That's just the way it works. She's very clear about that. We're also looking for other genetics. On the back of this first year, there's a thing called a Mongolian blue spot. We don't know why, but on certain people, there's a blue spot right in the very middle of their back. We're trying to find out what that's all about. But we're looking at all kinds of genetics. All kinds of things. We're also looking at abductee's eyes. We're starting to photograph the eyes now and see if there are any changes after your abductions. That might be interesting to see if there's anything there as well, okay? Let's talk about implants for a second, then we'll do a question and answer time. We went to get an x-ray. One lady came in and said, oh, Mr. Simmons, there's this big implant. I said, the technician forgot that there were scissors laying underneath you. And the x-ray said, no, there's some scissors inside my body. I said, I promise you, they're not. It's an accident. Don't worry about it. They were just laying on the scissors. There are detectors that we're working with now. Some of them can help pick up the possibility of electromagnetic transmission from an implant. Those of you who want to do that, you want to have me check and provide afterward at my table, and I'll check you for free. The first case that I had that I made public, I've had for about 5 years, this lady had these odds for feet. Her doctor said they were surgically installed. Problem is there was no history of surgery. So who did the surgery? But she does have a good clear history of abduction. So we finally took her to her in anesthesia because she has severe phobia of needles, so I couldn't let her see any of that. Afterward, they get ready to prepare for the surgery. And finally, my analysis after I took the implants back to Houston, that the implants glowed brilliant green under a black light.
The biological covering of the globe is really brief, just like what we saw in this lady's hand. I thought this was curious. We found no signs of inflammatory response around these objects. We found the wrong kind of nerve cells present that should not have been in that part of the body. Unbelievable. This is rather amazing. We're going to find some other things that's more amazing than that. Now, I've got some of that in my book out there if you want to read it. We found another gentleman had one in the back of his hand. He was playing with a stud finder one day. Does everybody know what a stud finder is? One of those little electronic things you run over a wall and find studs. He finds metal. He was playing with it on his hand and it goes, doot. Oh. So he called me right away. We need to talk. We took him to surgery. Removed these obvious same biological material. We found in each of these people a material inside them was from a rare meteorite. Not likely that you're waving your hand around meeting rare meteorites in it. With no signs of injury and a strange biological system around it. Then people get these strange scoop marks. Do you know what a scoop mark is? I'm going to stand here and light so I can help you. And I have to show you mine. If you come to the table out there, I'll show you this close. There's a little scoop that they take out of your leg. I remember this when I was age 4. Now, at age 4, my legs were only about that big around, a little skinny guy. Little tiny guy, so the scoop was still the same size, so it was real noticeable. You see. Inside that scoop mark, we found solar elastosis. Solar elastosis is a condition in which intense ultraviolet radiation has been blasted into that little scoop, like a cauterization, you see. But you can tell the medical doctors that they didn't do this. But what kind of cauterization do you think we had in 1952 that some little boy 4 years old would have in Midland, Texas? I don't think so. This is what the object looks like. The big T-shaped object looks like. That's one part of it right there. It had 11 different elements surrounding it. It's from a rare meteorite. Okay, this is not cleaned up. They haven't cleaned it up yet. This is what it looks like when it came out. It's magnified 400,000 times. This was the second part over to the side. Had a crystalline belt. You can see the belt is partly destroyed here. Work or whatever they've done with it. But a crystalline belt surrounded this entire portion of the implant. We also found implants in the mother. We also think they're in the brother, but he won't come forward. He's real scared right now. So he didn't want to do that. That's okay. You can see all this in my videos up there, press that in for the other video. Where do you find these implants? Question that people, where? Where in the body? You find it in the eye. This is the implant. You remember the injectable implant I told you about? There's that device. They're injecting this in the fish. Because you can track them and do all kinds of neat things with them. Aided implants are not for tracking. Forget it. It's not a transponder. Forget it. I don't care what you've read. These are people who don't know. These are people who are looking at human stuff and saying it's the same. It isn't. Most abductees do not have implants. They find you, in my opinion, with a neural scan. You don't need an implant. So they can find you anyway. It's not a problem. This is an ocular implant that fell out of a lady's eye at work in front of her boss the night before she had been abducted with 8 people, all witnessed and all gave an identical testimony. We think this object is hollow, like an egg. The hollow part here, we think, may have housed a biological camera and attached to the retina. What's significant about that? I've been told there's a medical doctor who has one of these objects still attached to the retina of an abductee. If we can get that evidence and prove that, it might support this case very well. Okay? The same lady that the object came out of her eye, assaulted her captor, tore his eye cup off,
and found something strange behind his eye. You know, you want to see what that was? Do anybody want to know? Nobody? Okay. This will give you away. That's what she found beneath his eye. A red stippled screen and five little white lights running back and forth like this in five different places of the eye, back and forth. That would suggest this particular guy was constructing. Okay? We're looking at that as a little picture. These were four little gold balls, four, found in the little girl's nose. Her mother had gone to a workshop that I conducted, figured out how to find evidence. It's not too hard if you know what you're looking for. She found four of these little gold balls. They're all about the size of a pen head. They're very small. The mother drops them in the carpet and loses them. A few days later, the little girl gets re-abducted. They find four more in there, and they send them to me. So eight total out of one little girl. Most amazing. This is a nasal implant broken apart in three places so they can examine. This was the first one I found in the nasal passage of a lady. Okay. These are two of four found in the knee of a man. The man does not claim to be an abductee. He just said, I have missing time and a knee injury. I don't know what happened. What was the name? Okay. His surgeon opens up his knee and finds four objects this size. He calls them tic-tac-sized objects inside his tendon. He said, they are not naturally occurring. He said, I don't know what they are, and I don't want to know. So he sent them to be pronounced. They're in lab right now being analyzed. Other objects. This is the lady's back. This is her breast, her stomach, her lung, and there it is right there. It's a very large object, triangular shape object, very big, next to her lung. This is a military lady, and her doctor believes her story of alien abduction. He said the object is too deep, and he was not trying to get it out, which I agree with. This is a case in Brazil. Look at the size of this object in this lady's foot here. Very long, very strange. It's not an evil. I've already called that. That's what I thought before. This is this man's hand. Here in the thumb, you see. There's his object. This is one of the most interesting cases. You're going to love this. This is the guy's, femur, this is his amphibia, the bottom part of his leg here. And there's the object. Here's what it looks like up close. The object is, first of all, there's a scoop mark here. Look at these scoop marks in this guy's leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, an inch and a half apart. And underneath one of the scoops is this triangular shaped configuration. And in front of that is a giant ball about an eighth of an inch away from that. The surgeon is joking about the cardiovascular surgeon. He says, where do you find this stuff? This is weird. What is this stuff? I said, you just take it out. You're the mechanic. I'll tell you what's that. So he's very excited. We're going to have a very interesting surgery this time. We've got a flying lady from Brazil that bundled his foot and get some of these up to you. Now, I don't want all implants out. We want to study implants in the body, too. But first of all, we've got to get them out and find out what it is we need to study. Does that make sense? You've got to figure out what it is you need to study. Then we'll start studying them inside people. We don't want them out. Okay? All right. This one, Augur gave me to study, and it turned out to be, it was quite normal, it's just piece of metal, iron. I gave him the report on this. And a lot of things you find in people are normal. Sorry, they're just normal stuff. They're not aliens. Okay? This is a case in Brazil. This is the man's brain. There is the object. If you can see it quite clearly, it's a manufactured object. I assure you, the military did not open this man's head up, put an object that big inside his brain, close it up, and didn't leave a scar. And a few months later, this object disappears. Somebody took it back. Here's another picture of it. Very, very large object. Very strange, okay? strange stuff on down in Brazil. I guarantee you. The biggest thing that I think we're going to find that told 250 surgeons is we're going to find the most important implants ever. I said, I think the metal ones, the ceramic ones, all these other implants, in my opinion, are passe. They're old. They're 40, 50 years old. The new stuff is biological, and it'll be almost impossible to find. And the doctor said, well, what will you find around these biological implants if you find them? I said, we're going to find central nervous system cells around the biological implant, brain cells, anywhere in the body. Anywhere. It's a mini brain functioning. Does that make sense to you? That's pretty high-tech stuff. All biological. Then we found one. This is terrible. Remember the lady I did hypnotic anesthesia on? You know why I was so interested in her? Her rope spontaneously combusted. She had a foot implant before that. She had a scoop mark and then this thing underneath it. I made one mistake in my life. I made several, but here's a big one. I gave the implant to the doctor. He put it in formalin material, kept it himself. The next day it disappeared. This was vaporized. I said, I got my police hat back on now. Have you ever seen anything vaporized before on the tour? No. Why are you supposed to see that? I don't know. Did somebody break in here? No. So the lock and key? Yeah. You got the only key? Yeah. I've arrested people for that mess. It disappeared. I'm very upset. Very upset because that one is a big one. I think that was maybe our first biological implant. That would have some amazing stuff on it. Okay? This is, we'll close with this. And we'll have some question and answers from my son. When you can all wake up. This is a sonogram. I have two of these cases. I ran one of them in a hospital. A doctor freaked out. A lady came in claiming that was a rape by an alien. Aliens don't have testicles and so on, so they don't rape anybody. But they can't artificially inseminate people. Whatever the story, the lady was pregnant. The problem was, and I told the doctor, he said, well, I still wiggle all this stuff. He said, but this thing is weird. And I said, it's going to grow at a rate of 10 to 1. I said, in just a few weeks, I said, you're going to have a full-sized fetus ready to go. Wow. Within a short period of time, it started growing so fast, this doctor was freaking out. And this pregnancy was actually happening in the hospital. They put her in the psych ward, like this little bed is, so nobody can find her. You don't want that part of the record. Put her in the psych ward. She's got to be crazy anyway, even though she still gets the strength to enter. So I took these to London and had specialists in London look at these, and all I asked was, do you see anything wrong with the sonogram photos? The answer was a resounding yes. What's wrong? Sonograms were never taken this way. This is not correct. What's wrong with it, doctor? When you do sonograms, you look at the aorta, you look at different parts of the body, you see if the fetus is viable, if you want to keep it, if it's diseased. Okay? What's wrong with it? I never said anything. Just what's wrong with it? You said something. What is it? She said, the person that took these sonograms are not interested in that. They're interested in what the fetus actually looks like, the whole body. So this, she said, who did this? I said, I don't know. I did know quite a bit, though. I had two of these cases. I said, do you see anything unusual about the fetus itself? She said, that's weird. And the other doctor converted, that's really strange. I said, what do you see? They said, look at the big bulbous head and the small pointed chin. She said, that's very strange. I said, what kind of medical condition would you suggest that might be? She said, the only thing I can think of is hydrocephalus, where they have a large, you know, baby head. I said, well, doctor, I said, my sister died from hydrocephalus, and she didn't look like that. Thank you. Okay. What's the best evidence? The best is yet to come. Some of you probably have it, and you need to talk to me after this presentation. Turn like no place, let's ask the questions and answers to you. If you have questions, I'll be back to answer them if I can. Yes? Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
We have the affidavit. So I knew that was coming.
Now, we have new doctors. We have a cardiovascular surgeon who's heading up the medical team now, not with directors. The cardiovascular surgeon who has a CV about 15 pages long. He is a brilliant doctor. We have other doctors, hematologists, others who come along. So we're very happy to do that now too. Now we have something to work with. But first I have to prove it even existed. That we can at least look at this evidence. At least look at it. But in the beginning, it wouldn't even come forward. You couldn't get any help. One more question, then we'll close. Yes. Yes, I understand that. Okay. Yes. But most of the surgeries were done in the beginning. In the beginning, we only had volunteer help. They're not going to. They were the first one was a podiatrist, which was not a good deal. A podiatrist. And this took place in his own small office. He did not have this kind of equipment. I understand that. But people are, in the beginning, people, you couldn't even get in, even a doctor to look at this stuff. Now we have doctors who will do that. We have a cardiovascular surgeon who is very famous in the U.S. He's quite a famous man. He is a skeptic. This is what I want. Because whenever he does the work on this, and he will be the one to work the, whether MRI, CAT scan, whatever, he's seen the patient this week, the two new patients, and he'll order all the diagnostic testing himself. He thinks that the work that was done before by the podiatrist and other people was not near sufficient, as you have said. And it is, in his opinion, a full diagnostic should be worked upon all these people, including blood and everything else. That makes sense? So now we have the firepower with good doctors now. We have some good people on board. Yes, yeah, please. Yes, sir.
What, in your opinion, is the meaning of the implants? What are they for?
The first thing I can say is what they are not. They're not transponders. If they are picking you up, they're not using a device to do that. When they find you the first time, usually age 2, 3, or 4, they don't need technology to find you. They seem to be finding people quite easily. What they exactly are, I've never told anybody. I never told any of the doctors, I never told anybody. I didn't tell them for a certain reason. I will tell you this, people who are good with hammers tend to see all problems as nails. Doctors and people in the medical field see this medically with medical eyes. Metallurgists see it with metallurgical eyes. You have to see it also from the alien point of view. And that takes a lot of study. And a lot of the information about the alien presence is not accurate, in my opinion, out there. You just didn't. So I've never told anybody what it was, what I thought it was. I'm still reserving my opinion. Because I still have a few other items that we want to remove from people before I give my opinion. It is not a transponder. It is not anything like that. It's nothing like these other things we find.
One more question, Dan.
Yes, please.
Now, I'd like you to go more into the real reason for implants made by humans, made by the military, made by the Secret Service.
Sure.
That is mind control. In my mind, I come from Finland, and as you know, Nokia is number one in the mobile phones, but it's also making microchips.
Okay.
To be implanted, and when you have an implant, according to all the research I've done, you have no privacy anymore. What you see, what you hear, the implant conveys with signals to the supercomputers. Also, your thoughts, your subconscious, and your dreams, and they can influence. That means that we only have a slavery society, and millions have been implanted by Americans, by Russians, by Norwegians, by Swedes. In Sweden, Olof Palme gave permission, Prime Minister, to implant in the 70s all the prisoners, in 85 all the old people's homes. So we are really in a great problem, much worse than an alien problem.
Okay. Some of the objects that I told the researchers we would find would be human implants. We have found several objects that if they are implants, if, because I have to qualify that, if they are implants, they in fact are some type of computer chip. How they got in these people, I don't know. They are human made. There's no question about it. I have four cases so far that I have found objects in Brazil and in the United States. In the Brazil case, 4 years prior, the implant object that we found is identical to the one we found in America. We found three of them in a man. This is a very terrible...
I'm very pleased for the interest, and consequently we have 1 hour for questions and answers after the last lecture today at about 5:30. So I thank you for this contribution so far. Thank you very much.